The campaign was cool. It was clever.
It got clicks,
views,
shares, but it flopped.
70% of marketing campaigns fail. You've seen it. Campaigns that look perfect on paper, but just don't land the way you hoped. What went wrong? Here's the truth. It's not the work, it's the behind-the-scene chaos. Creative brilliance needs protection. If you're the business leader, you need to protect the idea. Otherwise, you're setting fire to your own investment. Welcome to The Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Let's be honest. Not every campaign deserves a trophy. Some don't land. Some land too late. Some look amazing on paper and then quietly fall flat once they're out in the wild. And you know what? That's okay, because the campaigns that teach us the most, the ones that make us better marketers and stronger leaders, aren't the ones you'll find in a shiny award submission. Today, we're going to talk about what separates the campaigns that fly from the ones that fizzle, with real stories, honest lessons, and no sugarcoating. Are you ready? Let's dive in. We live now in a business world that's just obsessed with case studies and big wins. But behind every big win, there are usually five or six almost wins, shoulda worked but didn'ts, and one total flaming mess. The problem is we only hear the highlight reel, but growth, real growth, it comes from postmortems, not praise. And now let me set the scene with three campaign types we've all experienced. The one that looked incredible, that didn't move the dial. The one that almost got killed in appraisals, but became a breakout success. And the one that hit its numbers, but damaged the brand in the process. What I've learned over the years is this. It's not just the work. It's what's happening behind the scenes. Alignment, timing, decision-making, all of that makes or breaks a campaign. Now, let's start with a story. We once worked on a campaign that had beautiful creative, the kind that makes people stop scrolling and say, oh, everyone loved it. It got clicks, views, shares, but not one bit of it shifted the perception of the brand. The campaign was cool. It was clever, but it just wasn't connected. It didn't tie into the actual brand story. The message was a little off center. The strategy had changed, but no one had told the creative team. And so it flopped. The takeaway, being cool isn't a strategy. Cohesion is. No matter how good your creative is, if it's not rooted in brand positioning, it won't stick. Now, let's talk about the one that flew. This was a campaign, actually, that didn't almost happen. It was scrappy. It had a really tight deadline. It was built on one single insight that our audience was tired of corporate jargon. So we built the whole idea around straight talking, no BS messaging, no fluff, just clarity. It wasn't the prettiest campaign due to the tight turnaround, but it cut through. It got people talking. It made a bunch of sales and it actually increased trust in the brand. So why did it work? Because in my opinion, everything was just aligned. The audience insight was real. The messaging was clear. The channels were chosen on purpose and internally, everyone was on board. Pre-launch alignment equals post-launch impact. When strategy and creative are in sync, you don't rely on smoke and mirrors. You just need clarity and courage. Look, I am going to share it with you. It still stings a little, makes me a little uncomfortable. But here we go. We once had a campaign with a great idea. The data was solid. The creative was ready to grow. And then, my favourite, meetings happened. More stakeholders joined and were invited. And suddenly everyone had an opinion and one small tweak. The deadlines moved. And with all these opinions, the message softened. And it stopped feeling bold. And by the time it launched, it was unrecognizable. It tanked. Not because the idea was wrong, but because it died from 1,000 cuts. And the takeaway is this.
Creative brilliance needs protection. If you're the business leader, you need to hold that line. You need to protect the idea and the timeline. Otherwise, you're setting fire to your own investment. So what do winning campaigns consistently have in common? Well, here's to give you a bit of a breakdown to what I see across the board. They have a clear objective: brand building, conversion, positioning. Everybody knows the goal from the start and they head towards achieving it. A strategy that drives the creative, not the other way around. A message that holds its shape across all the channels. There's realistic timelines that allow for momentum, not panic, and internal clarity. People know why the campaign exists and what it looks like. When your whole team is rowing in that same direction, the output is cohesive. And when they're not, even the best ideas can capsize. But before your next campaign kicks off, ask yourself, what did our last campaign actually teach us? Did we even run a proper debrief or just move on to the next brief? And are we brave enough to pause or pivot if something isn't quite right? Stop. Remember, speed is great, but only when you're heading in the right direction. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. Now we're going to roll through a few common marketing mistakes that we see in campaigns so you can avoid them, all right? The first one is not having a clear outcome or clearly going after too many outcomes from one campaign. If there's no clarity, there's no action. The next thing is that messaging isn't clear. So we've got no clear outcome, we've got no clear message. What are you actually telling people to do? What do you want them to do next? If your messaging is vague, if your messaging is too broad and no one knows it's for them or who it's for, it's simply not going to land. You look at yourself, think for a minute. The ads that are popping into your newsfeed, all of the messaging you're getting hit with, what are the ones you're relating to? What are the ones that make you stop in your tracks? I know I get them. Stop in your tracks and make you think, how the heck do they know what's going on in my life right now? It's like talking to all my pressure points. It's talking to all my pains. How do they know what it's like for me? When you have messaging put together in your marketing, you have hit gold, baby. And that's what we want to do. Stop being vague. Appeal onto that emotional side if that's what you need to do. Talk to them achieving those goals if that's important to the outcome. Be really, really clear. The next place where things go wrong in a campaign is just having a bad brief. We've talked about this before. Bad brief, bad outcome. You can't expect good from a whole amount of confusion. If you're confused, if there's no clarity around what you're trying to do, who you're talking to, what you're trying to achieve, and any other guidance for your team to bring that to life, if it's vague, you're unsure, guess what's going to come and be born from that place? You're going to get amplification of what it started with, amplification of confusion, amplification of unclear messaging. So we need to start with a really good base, a really good brief. And from that good brief, it's going to be amplified across all the elements in your campaign. So make sure that you're putting the time and attention into a good brief. Take the time to research. Take the time to provide some great looks of things that you loved from either your business or another. Have a look at your competitors. Make sure you're not sending out the same marketing promise. If this guy's doing this for this price or this service, do it for different. Do it better. Don't slash your prices. We're not doing a Jack the Ripper sale here. We just need to bring more value to that investment. Do your homework, and I can promise you this, it will pay off in the outcome. When this whole campaign is put together, when it's thrown out into the wild, into the market, you will get better return if you start briefing well at the beginning of the process and you get everyone on board. The other thing I see where things go wrong is imagery that's unrelated.
unrelated to the target audience, unrelated to the product or service. If I see someone doing ballet and you are promoting mouth guards, I don't see the relevance, and neither does your audience. Now, I know that was a really silly off-topic kind of example, but you get what I mean. If you're selling tires, show me cars, show me vehicles, show me all of the places in which you can and customers can buy these tires. We've talked about bad imagery through campaigns in previous podcasts, and I hope that you have consumed a couple more in the binge watching of the Marketing Factory podcast, because we talked about and we rated campaigns that were performing really well and that not performing well at all. And we all can only have to think back a little way into the Jag TV advertising that did not show one car. It showed a lot of people wearing some really radical pink and orange outfits. And if anyone works for Jag or knows anyone that works for Jag, put me in touch with them because I'd like to help them with their branding. And the final place where marketing campaigns can go wrong is having unclear call to actions or no call to action at all. People don't necessarily always know what to do or what you want them to do after they've seen your ad, after you've seen their marketing. What action? What is the one? What is the one next step you want them to take? Not what you think, not giving them all the options in the world to like, subscribe, give, send a fill in an inquiry form. What do you want them to take? Think about it. What is going to get them closer to the outcome you want them to take? Whether that be setting up a meeting, whether that be giving them, you know, information on a form or sending them straight to your phones because you've got someone there hot and ready to take their call, whatever the outcome you want, however you're going to make the conversion work best for you, that's what you need your call to action to be. And please don't fill it with more than one. One piece of marketing, one call to action, and then it's trackable, it's traceable, it's measurable. Hope that's helped. So to wrap up, here's the truth. Not every campaign will fly, but every campaign should teach you something. And if you build systems to learn and improve, not just react, you'll get better results over time. And if you'd like help building campaigns that don't just look great, but actually work, let's talk. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning into the Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.